Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Hopefully it's been a dirty week, as we always say, wherever you are out there listening to us. It's a dirty week for me, for sure, in the baseball world. I'm over in Valencia, Spain right now, and with a team out of Austria, helping them out for the week. And, it's quite the competition. We've got a couple of Spain teams, a couple of Austrian teams, a couple of France teams, a Belgium team, and a Croatia team. So life's pretty good. It's a great experience. Great to be a part of it. Again, we talk so much about it, just the unbelievable opportunities that this game of baseball can bring us. And it, only if you're a dirtbag doll. That's it. You got to roll your sleeves up. You got to get up, get after it, get dirty every day, all day. And that's it. I know Nolan's got his own game tonight after we're done the show. You know, you're right back into the season, brother, just like I am. It's baseball as usual. And here we are, you know what we're talking on here, and you know, this is what we do. This is what we love, Dirtbag. So it's great to be back with you for another week and talking about this with you. Lots to talk about, obviously, in that Atlanta Braves, Nolan, not looking so good at this point in time since Mr. Acuña went down last week. Max Fried had a good game last night. There's some bumps and, I mean, sort of, there's some highlights in it. But you know what? Overall, you're seeing a bit of a downslide. You joked about it with Philly, the way they're rolling and that. Maybe Atlanta's just terrified. I don't know. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about other things tonight. You got Garrett Cole back doing some rehab. The Yankees, Luis Gil, getting pitcher of the month honors. Jared Jones lighting up the radar gun for Pittsburgh the other day against Mr. Shohei Ohtani. All kinds of things to talk about. As there always is, and that's what it's all about. That's why we're here. That's why we do it, and we can't say thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of listening to us. We thank you so much. Stay with us, share it, and just continue to help us grow day in, day out, because it's exciting. Like I said, even though I'm over here in Austria right now or whatever, I'm calling into the studio where Nolan's back home in Canada. That's what it's all about. It's we will do anything possible for you, because that's what we are, and we know that's what you expect from us. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to just continue to get after it all night long.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's Cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to lead us off tonight?
Yeah, so I mean, let's talk about, obviously, we kind of talked about it in last week's episode. One of the big injuries, Garrett Cole, obviously, makes his rehab start there the other day. 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 5 Ks. I think only about 45 pitches, so he looked effective, obviously, facing double-A guys. Got his fastball up around 95, 96 miles an hour. I mean, that's got to be a positive sign, though. They said one more rehab outing, depending on how that goes. If everything kind of looks good enough, then he could be up with the Yankees in the next 2 weeks. So, I mean, obviously, that's a huge boost for the New York Yankees. Like we said, right now, 43-19 record. In my opinion, the best team in the American League. I don't think the best team in the major leagues. That's subjective, obviously. Everybody has their own opinions. Right now, I'm still thinking the Philadelphia Phillies just had the best team. Just because, I don't know. I personally like the Phillies bullpen a little bit more. But the Yankees offense, obviously, is a little bit better than Philadelphia's right now. Either way, New York Yankees got a love hearing that news.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yankee fans out there, let's be honest, Nolan or whatever and stuff like that. When you can get your ace back, that's a game changer. We spoke about it last week or whatever. It's like picking up a top line starter at the trade deadline, but it's so much more. It's so much more because with the trade deadline, yes, you're getting somebody you hope you're getting what you trade for. In this case, you know what you've signed. You're coming off a Cy Young year last year or whatever, and that. So absolutely, I mean, Yankee fans, you got to be on pins and needles and hoping that he just continues to evolve through his rehab and get back on that field with you as soon as possible. I mean, the way they're playing right now, hey, geez, Louise, man. Again, they're healthy, so it's easy to be talking about it, right? And you see how good they are, really how good they are when they are healthy.
Yeah, and then Minnesota Twins, obviously, their fans, they got to love this one. The return of Royce Lewis comes back 2 months after a strained quad. I don't even know, man. Like, this guy obviously drafted number one overall there. What was that, 2017, 2018, back in that draft class. Pretty much whenever he's healthy on the field, the guy does something, right? Comes back yesterday after missing 2 months, hits a home run. Now, I get that they lose the game 5-1, but he did reach base 3 times, plus that home run. Obviously, if you're a Twins fan, I mean, just getting him back out there, and especially with the Twins being over 500, they're still in the hunt, albeit they're a few games back in the AL Central. I mean, man, that's got to bring a lot of life to that clubhouse, because that just makes that lineup even that much deeper. Obviously, they demoted Edward Julien there the other day. But still, I mean, you get a guy like Royce Lewis back when healthy. What we've seen so far from him is a premier offensive player in the MLB. And I don't say that lightly. Like, last year, his numbers in 58 games, 15 bombs, 52 RBIs, like I said, in only 58 games. Then goes into the playoffs, 4 home runs, 6 postseason games. That included 4 grand slams last year. So, I mean, that's a big, big, big boost to the Minnesota Twins lineup.
Well, you've had him in fantasy as a not available rookie coming up through the minor leagues prospect. To happen to let him go because he blew out the knee that year, right?
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to pick him up at the end last year, whatever, and that, and ride him through and keep him in the offseason. And only because of his injury history or whatever, and that, I didn't keep him. And you're right. First game, major leagues, 2024 season, home run, and then out. Unbelievable beast of a talent. Unbelievable beast of a talent. And again, just like we spoke about Gerrit Cole or the rest of the Yankees lineup, you hate to see him on the field when you play against him. But as a fan of the game, you just pray to God he's on the field all the time, because it's just ridiculous what he can do. It's unfathomable what he can do. He's just a machine. His hand eyes are just unbelievable. It's not even as high as you were on Byron Buxton or anybody, and all of us. I don't think he was at that Royce Lewis kind of hitting. That's the one thing. He can hit real well, Byron Buxton or whatever, and that, but I don't think he hits at the level of Royce Lewis when he's on the field.
No, that guy's just something special. Obviously, you can't rely on him to steal bases anymore like he once could, with obviously having both knees redone and everything like that. But I mean, when healthy, that guy, he's must-see TV right now, especially if you're a Minnesota Twins fan, because literally, I mean, it seems like anytime he comes up, there's a chance that he's going to hit a home run. Now, I'm not saying he's Aaron Judge or anybody like that, but I'm just saying this kid right now, with the way that his short MLB tenure has been, it is must-watch TV, especially if he comes up with the bases loaded. You want to be out there in left field because you know you got a chance of catching a ball.
It's he has to be protecting the guy around him.
Oh yeah.
He has to. Like, when he can hit home runs like he does, that's Major League Baseball, like high school, little league. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's ridiculous what he does. It's absolutely, obviously it's not sustainable, dirtbags. We know that. We're not naive to that fact, but anybody out there, you gotta be agreeing with us on that. Like, if you didn't know that Royce Lewis is back or whatever with the Twins and stuff like that, he's back. He's back. Hopefully he's back long term. Hopefully he's back for the rest of the season, because I'd love to see them challenge with the Guardians and stuff like that. Kansas City Royals as well. They need him on the field, right?
Yep. Then obviously some big news that came out this week. Obviously, there's a couple of different guys that were involved with this. Now, this one is related to Tucapita Marcano. He's an infielder for the San Diego Padres. Hasn't played yet this year. But this the reason why I'm kind of bringing it up is because anybody that wants to talk about the Pete Rose and everything like that, betting on the game of baseball and why he's got the lifetime ban, well, Tucapita Marcano just got the same ban. Gets a lifetime ban for betting against baseball. So last year, MLB discovered that he placed 387 baseball bets between 2022 and 2023. 231 of them were MLB-related wagers with a legal sports book. And then last year, while he was playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates, placed 25 bets on the Pittsburgh Pirates, whether they were going to win or lose the game, obviously. But either way, big no-no. So, I mean, last year he had season-ending ACL injury in July of 2023. And now, yeah, gets a lifetime ban. 4 other players were suspended for a year. One of them is Michael Kelly, a reliever for the Oakland Athletics. Minor leaguers, Jay Groom of the Padres, Jose Rodriguez of the Phillies, and Andrew Saulfrank of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They all got 1-year suspensions.
Bottom line is you're going to get caught.
Yeah, it's too easy.
It's inevitable.
It's too easy for them to track you.
with what we have now, it's I couldn't believe it when I saw that come up. It was just like, are you kidding me? You know, and once you go down that road, I've got guys debating it with me over here and stuff like that on the Shohei Ohtani thing. You know, like, come on, how do you know? How do you not know your agent is or your interpreter is taking money to that extreme amount out of your bank account? Like, and I go, you're right. I mean, he's, I guess if you're going to say bigger than the game, and we always say it, Nolan's bigger than the game. The game's always the biggest itself. But you just can't do it. Like, it's just ridiculous. Insanity for these guys. Unless you're betting $1 million a pop and you're making a shit ton of money, why are you doing it? Why are you, it just costs you your career.
Yep. And then,
like, he got the lifetime ban. Those other guys, I mean, they got a small ban, but you know it as an organization. We always talk about it, right? Culture. Well, that's part of the culture. That's who you are as a person. If you can't control that stuff, you're out of here. See you later.
Yeah, and I mean, the crazy thing was the minor leaguers and the Oakland Athletics reliever, they only bet like a couple $100 basically. And it was on games that weren't related to anything that they were doing, right? Just like literally like $400-$300 each. And yeah, that's Tucapito Marcano. He bet $150,000. 88 of it was on baseball and lost, or and only won 4.3% of his bets. So even that, he cost himself his career, and he only makes back what I a couple $1,000, give or take. Like, yeah, that was worth it for you, buddy. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break. And we're just going to keep on rolling.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
back there, Beggs. Nolan, you're on a roll, so keep rolling, brother.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Houston Astros just got dealt a couple of major blows, obviously, to their starting rotation. Sounds like Jose Urquidy might need a second Tommy John surgery, and Christian Javier undergoing season-ending elbow surgery. Not necessarily confirming that it's going to be Tommy John-related, but that is the expectation right now. So, I mean, that'll be two huge blows for them. Obviously, they're coming off a good series against the St. Louis Cardinals, having won 2 out of 3 as of right now. And then they're playing the third game, and that score is currently 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth. 4-2 for the Cardinals. But, yeah, I mean, that one obviously sucks for them. And then on top of that, yesterday, Kyle Tucker fouls a ball off his shin. They're saying day-to-day right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's an IL stint. Just because even yesterday, it looked like he couldn't put any sort of weight on his right leg, having fouled it just square right off the middle of the shin. And yeah, he tried to just go back into the batter's box after a long delay, sat down on the, he was down on the ground, stood up, walked over to the dugout, threw some pine tar on his bat, went to spin around and just looked at the bench and just shook his head and just walked away. Right. So, I mean, it was a ginger walk as much as you could gingerly walk. So it sounds like he'll probably be out for a week, even though they got him as day to day.
Super tough for the Astros. Super tough. You know, I think you all know dirtbags or whatever. And that we're happy if the Astros lose, but we're really not happy if anybody loses. But you know what? They were starting to get on a bit of a roll. They were starting to gain ground and stuff like that. And again, that AL West really, nobody's really taken off and really run with it. Looked like Seattle was going to do something there a while ago, and they're still there, but they're not really there. They're not taking control of that division and stuff like that. But that's major blows for teams. That's a tough first year managing and having to deal with the injuries you're dealing with and that over and over again. You got decisions on Bregman moving forward, stuff like that. It's going to be an interesting for Houston Astros fans out there. There's no question about it. But Kyle Tucker, one of the best in the game, right up there in the MVP right now. That's a tough blow. I mean, obviously, Javier Urquidy as well. But boy, that's a tough week, man. That's a blow of a week.
Then, yeah, on a bit more of a positive note. So I don't know if you were watching this. I know you weren't, Kirk, because obviously the stuff you got going on right now with your international competitions for baseball. But yesterday, man, the pitching duel between Jared Jones and Tyler Glasnow. Obviously, the Pirates end up winning the game 1-0. But my goodness, man, what a pitching duel between those two yesterday. Like, Jared Jones goes 6 shutout. Glasnow, I think, went 6 1/3, if I'm not mistaken. Fastball, like Jared Jones's fastball, clocking in at 101 on a strikeout against Shohei Ohtani, up and out. Like, Glasnow's curveball was looking fantastic. One mistake by Glasnow lets up a solo home run to Jack Sawinski, who had just been recalled after he went on about a month and a half struggle trying to find his swing and everything like that. Comes up and laces a line drive out to right field over the Canseco. Is that what they call it? The Canseco wall there? Right field Clemente. The Clemente wall. Out in right field out in Pittsburgh there at PNC Park. And yeah, like he just absolutely, like, perfect swing. Perfect swing. Up and in fastball for a lefty. I mean, that's a great pitch. Just, yeah, he kept his hands inside the ball. Absolutely tees up on it. But I'm just looking at it from just purely the pitcher's side of it, right? If you're going to that game expecting offense, you showed up to the wrong game. Because, yeah, I mean, Jared Jones, right from the start, he's touching 100 consistently, which I didn't know that he had that in his bag. From what I've seen of him this year, it's been consistently upper 90s, like 97, 98. But yesterday, he's touching 100 on multiple pitches. And then, like I said, Glasnow, he just continues to be exactly what the Dodgers have needed out of him so far to start out the year. Like a 1-0 game, man, you tip your cap when you're leaving that. You're like, hey, listen, boys, we still got a great chance. We still got a great offense. But for whatever reason, the Dodgers, they just seem to be struggling out of the gates this year. Now, I'm not really saying like struggling as in like sub 500 by any means. Obviously, they're still, 12 games over 500. 14 games over 500, sorry.
14.
And yeah, you're looking at it and you're like, you guys were supposed to be at 50 wins by now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the expectation. Yeah. Was people were legitimately talking about the Dodgers being a 120-win team and 0% chance that they would ever get shut out. Well, right now, 14 games over 500, 38-24. Don't get me wrong, good record. But the competition that they're facing in the NL West right now, like, San Diego's the next best team, and they're at 500. Right? Like, the NL West isn't as strong this year as it's been in years past. So the Dodgers should be running away with that division, but for whatever reason, they just can't seem to all click at the same time.
You're right. I mean, 38-24 or whatever, and a great record. There's no question about it. You're in control of that division and stuff like that. But I agree with you. It's definitely not a finished team. There's no question about it. Obviously, the starters, they are what they are. Gavin Stone is really settling in nice for them. Hopefully, he continues on that journey. I did just see where Clayton Kershaw is up and rolling a little bit, stuff like that. So, looks like they're going to be able to grab him back in the middle of the summer and stuff like that, as projected. As long as the rest of the rehab carries on and continues the way it needs. But exactly right. It's an interesting team. And I don't think anybody out there, anyone in the world, is expecting them to do more than what they're capable of. I'm looking at the All-Star lineup here right now or whatever, the boat going on and stuff like that. The bottom line is that's an All-Star team. It's like you said, a 1-0. Okay, we got through Jared Jones. We're still at 1-0. Let's go ahead and finish this out. Bednar hasn't been lights out for Pittsburgh in the back end this year. You're expecting something out of that.
Chapman's been susceptible too.
Yep, absolutely, right? And yeah. So to get shut out is really unfathomable by them. But having said that, again, dirtbags, that's how tough this game is. Hitting comes and goes in waves. This year, you mentioned it last week, Nolan. You know, what are we down to now? 240 it is on the league average. I don't even know if we're at 240 right now. It's just getting harder and harder because these pitchers are just doing more and more and more. Like you said, Jared Jones, 101. Obviously getting stronger as the season's going on. You know, he's got a rush of adrenaline. He's got Paul Skeens beside him. Man, holy cow. What a 1-2 punch that's looking like. And you got to be excited if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates or whatever and that. They still got a few pieces, but not too many. Great to get Jack Sawinski back because he's one of those somewhat unknown names out there in the baseball world. But a good, solid player. Day in, day out. Last few years, done very, very well. No question about it. O'Neill Cruz coming back a little bit more. To Brian Hayes. You know, they're not really, really rolling yet or whatever and that, but they're getting there. And I mean, a game like last night, that's a big game. That's a huge game. You know, basically your ace now moving forward, Jared Jones. And now you got to piggyback that with Paul Skeens. Aye, 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 aye. Damn, Mitch Keller throwing up great games after great games too. Like they're not going to be there at the end of the day, but boy, I'll tell you what, they're not too far from being there either.
Well, that's it. They got Mitch Keller signed up for what, another 5 years or something like that, I think his extension was. You got Jared Jones, obviously, for another 6. Paul Skeens, depending on service time manipulation, how that's all going to work out, could be 7 years, definitely 6 years. Like, that's a good 1-2-3 punch right there. And they're all young kids. Ooh. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see kind of what they do monitoring innings-wise. Obviously, Jared Jones isn't going to go past. I can't really see him going past 150 innings this year. Now, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be in competition for the playoffs come September, so maybe they'll extend him out to 160, 165. That seems to always be the magic mark for rookies. But either way, no, that's looking like a fantastic trio for a few years to come, at least, if Pittsburgh can keep them all in place. But here's another one that I want to get talking about, right? Another young pitcher, lefty by the name of Garrett Crochet. Obviously, this year he's been the ace for the Chicago White Sox, probably their most coveted piece, I'd say. But right now, the trade rumors are swirling with him. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, our next podcast is next Wednesday. As of right now, there's no trade. But what I'm hearing right now is the San Diego Padres have kicked the tires on a possible trade for Garrett Crochet. Obviously, they have familiarity with each other, having done the Dylan Cease trade there, what, just 3 months ago, back in March. So, I mean, Garrett Crochet could be a move, or could be a name moved by next week.
I know it's in division. I know it's unheard of in division. Boy, I'll tell you, and I don't know what their farm system really looks like or whatever and that, but Kansas City Royals, boy, I'll tell you what, I think I'd be in on that, man. You go ahead and get Crochet and Cole Reagans from the left side, and Seth Lugo and Brady Singer's back on the right side. That's all of a sudden a hammer of a punch. And, hey, are the Baltimore Orioles going to step up? I mean, obviously time's going to tell or whatever and stuff like that, but I think Baltimore, even though Boston and the Blue Jays and the Rays aren't doing well or whatever, and they got breathing room on it, again, the longer you can have that guy on your team or whatever, the more you got for it. So, I mean, I think Baltimore needs to go ahead and get that, especially knowing that the New York Yankees are going to get Garrett Cole back.
Well, a team,
got any thoughts on that?
A team that I'm thinking really for Garrett Crochet is the Milwaukee Brewers. Right, they got a plethora of outfielders, young guys too, right? And even their position players, their young position players with tons of control and everything. And Crochet's got another, I think, 4 years before his free agency kicks in. Maybe three, depending on kind of how his service time worked out with all his injuries and everything like that that he's dealt with. But, man, that's right now probably got to be the top starting pitcher available on the trade market. And like I said, come next week, I mean, there's a lot of teams that could use his services, especially throwing as hard as he is and as quirky as he is from the left side. That's a name to watch over the next couple of weeks, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here to answer your curtain call questions.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Find what you love, love what you find. At Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly. B21. With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. And thank you so much for sending them in to me. You know where to send them. Or DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll get talking to you in person, like we say, if it's a training question, anything like that. Or if it's a question for the show, hey, we'll try to get it answered for you and stuff like that. So, Nolan, here's one right out of the Toronto Blue Jays. So, earlier over the weekend, it sounded like Ross Atkins came right out and said, we are not in the market to trade Guerrero or Bichette. Thoughts, opinions?
So, yeah, I mean, basically the way that I kind of read it, right, was it doesn't make sense, and that's a dumb move baseball-wise to try and trade Vladdy or Bichette. And, Ross, I think you need to step down from your current position because that was an idiotic comment. You don't have either of them locked up to long-term extensions. Vladdy will get you more than what he's actually worth on the field. And first base is a replaceable position. Vladdy's numbers this year, outside of his average obviously has climbed up to where it's at now. It's hovering right around 300. And it's been up there for, 2 weeks now. Power-wise, still not great numbers. RBI, still not great numbers. Like, defensively, I mean, he's ho-hum. Even Vladdy comes out there and says 2 days ago, hey, you know what, I can play third base if the team needs me to play third base. Like, I don't know what to say, man. Like, if Ross Atkins should have worried about firing John Schneider a long time ago and then seen how his players actually do with a new manager in place, right? And this is what I've said to my brother off air numerous times. I've said it to Kirk numerous times off air. They should have fired John Schneider, right? Let's say start of May even. Like, you know that this experiment is done. It's not working, plain and simple, right? You fire John Schneider. You let the players go for about 2 months prior to the deadline. See if they can basically do what the Philadelphia Phillies did there a couple years ago. Fire Girardi, bring in Rob Thompson. The boys go on a run, right? That's all they needed was a managerial change. Right now, I can't sit here and say that Vlad and Bo Bichette are great without Schneider. I can't sit here and say that they're bad with John Schneider. Obviously, both of them are capable MLB players. I'm not sitting here saying that. If I'm the Toronto Blue Jays, though, I'm 100% looking at trying to trade these guys. Right now, who is there available for play or for position players that will net you the return that those two will give you? The Toronto Blue Jays are not winning a World Series this year. The Toronto Blue Jays are not winning a World Series next year. That's all that they have left on their contracts. I would 100% look at trading them and getting back a good haul of players. Yes, I get it. It sucks losing your two cornerstone, air quotations, cornerstone players. End of the day, I don't think both of them are going to re-sign. So why wouldn't I look at trading them?
Coming in from Cincinnati. Thank you, Reds fans. 10 home runs, 30-plus steals. We just started June. Any idea of final projections on Mr. Elly De La Cruz?
Well, he's hard-pressed to get to 100 stolen bases now. I can tell you that much. No, and here's the thing. Elly needs to get on base more, right? Like, his average is what, 250, 245 right now? Like, he doesn't have a great average by any stretch of the imagination. He's going to get consistent playing time. That's obviously not a worry. Is he going to finish with 30 home runs? I don't know. It's tough to predict a guy like that because, in my opinion, he doesn't make consistent hard contact enough, and he's a switch hitter. Where his one side is a lot stronger than his other side. Obviously, his left side, I feel like, is his stronger side right now than his right side. 25-50 seems like a safe projection. I'll go out on a limb and say 25-65. But I can't see him getting 30 and 100 like they were saying there, what, 3 weeks ago when they were saying, oh, yeah, he's on pace for this. Like, I feel like 25-65 is probably what he'll finish with, and that's a hell of a season. Absolutely fantastic season. But until he starts making consistent, hard enough contact, I can't see him getting that 30 home run mark.
Okay. All right. Good thoughts. Let's have some fun with this. Obviously, the All-Star balloting's been coming out. They want to know who you got for starting players, not the pitchers right now, just the starting players. So what do you want to start with, AL or NL?
Well, I'll start out with the NL. Obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan, so I'll start out here. So this one's kind of interesting, right? I feel like catcher, it's probably going to be JT Realmuto. Bryce Harper at first. I'll go out on a limb and say Nolan Gorman, just based on the way that he swung the past couple weeks, leading second baseman for home runs now. Luis Arraez, I don't know if he's qualified as a second baseman. I haven't seen what the ballots look like yet, so I'm not 100% sure if they have him penciled in as a second baseman or if they have him penciled in as a DH. So that one I'm kind of up in the air as to who it's going to be. Obviously, if Luis Arraez plays second base, then I think he'll be the starting second baseman. But Nolan Gorman, just because he's right now, like I said, he's leading the second basemen for home run with 14. But we saw this last year with Gorman where he had a fantastic start and then all of a sudden fell off the map. Shortstop, I don't know. Shortstop's a tough one for the NL. You got a bunch of...
Do you go with Mookie Betts at shortstop?
Yeah, I think
you stick him with the outfield.
No, I think you got to go Mookie at shortstop. He's been playing shortstop all year, so I guess you'd have to go Mookie at short. Third base, I don't know. I would have said Austin Riley, but he's dealing with some injuries and he hasn't had a fantastic year either. I'll probably say Alec Boehm. He's hitting what, 315? I think second place in the National League for RBIs or third place. And he's right around 50 on the year. Obviously, doesn't have a lot of power, but I mean, like, I think he's only got 5 or 6 bombs on the year, but 50 RBIs, like, that guy's got to be the starting third baseman for me. Outfield, I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to try and predict this far out. So, outfield.
Tatis and Wright?
I'll go, yeah, Tatis and Wright. Center field, yeah, I don't know.
Harris?
Because I guess they just do all outfield. So
yeah, they do.
Marcelo Zuna's got to be the left fielder.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Michael Harris. I don't know. Center field's a tough one. Because there's not a lot of center fielders in the National League that are having fantastic offensive years, right? So that's why I'm sitting here thinking about it, and it's a tough one. Like, I can't see Jackson Merrill being the starting center fielder. Yeah, I don't know.
Does Chaz maybe get in for
Chaz
the Marlins representative?
No. Yeah. No, God, no. God, no. I don't think enough people like him. So I don't know. I'll leave that one up in the air. But AL, obviously, you get Judge, Tucker.
Juan
Soto. Giancarlo Stanton will probably be the starting DH. First base, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to save Vladdy just because Toronto always seems to vote pretty highly. Second base, I don't know who for second base. Catcher will be Salvi. Shortstop will be Bobby Wood Jr.
And third? Has to be Henderson.
Third, yeah. Well, it's weird because I don't know what they're going to do for Gunner. I don't know if they're going to put Gunner at shortstop or if they put him at third base.
I think you line him up at third beside Bobby Witt Jr. That's a hell of a left side, man.
Well, no. I agree wholeheartedly. But I just don't know if they're going to have Gunner at shortstop competing against Bobby Witt Jr. Right? Like, that's kind of the way that I look at it. If it's...
Well,
and we know how Kansas City votes. Kansas City in, what was it, 2016, where they had the entire starting lineup as Kansas City Royals players?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
and that, I mean, don't forget you got Corey Seager in there, too, at short as well.
Yeah, Corey will be a backup this year, though. He's just, He unfortunately didn't get off to as hot of a start as Gunner or Bobby Witt Jr., so I think that's going to knock him a little bit. But either way, yeah, no, I mean, hey, it's going to be a solid team. Second base is kind of weird. I can't really – maybe Andres Jimenez. That would be my safe pick for second baseman. Third base. See, here's the thing, right? Depends on kind of how they're doing it, right? So third base to me would be Jose Ramirez. But if they're doing – Gunnar Henderson is third base. I think Gunnar starts over Jose, and that's no disrespect to Jose. That's just because Gunnar's the new kid on the block, right? And he's had a fantastic year, so I think he'll get the uptick in votes over a Jose Ramirez. But, yeah, either way, I think that's kind of the way that it'll go. It'll either be Jose at third and Gunnar at shortstop, or Bobby at shortstop and Gunnar at third.
Okay. All right. And you know what? I look at a Josh Naylor possibly at first base, too.
Josh Naylor at first base would make a lot of sense, yeah. He's had a fantastic year, too.
And, I mean, you look at the two DHs. I mean, you got Shohei on one side, and you got, like you said, I'm assuming it's got to be Giancarlo Stanton as long as he's healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only one I question on you is JT Realmuto. I think he's right there, but the year that Williams Contreras is having.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Wilson. I think Contreras.
Yeah, William Contreras is a good pick.
I think Milwaukee steps up to the plate and votes him in. I certainly hope so.
Hey, so do I. No, he's had a fantastic year.
Yeah,
you know the way.
You've got to be voting him.
But you know the way that the All-Star game always goes. It's a popularity contest. And JT, in my opinion, is still the most popular of the catchers.
Oh, you're probably right, for sure.
I got to say, Adley Rutschman would probably be the starting AL. No, I'll stick with Salvi, actually, still. I think Salvi's still getting it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Very good calls. Like it. Great questions coming in and stuff like that. So, and finally, with their big fans want to know what our thoughts are on the upcoming Giants and the Cardinals game down in Birmingham, Alabama. At Rickwood Field. Excited about that as a Cardinals fan, Nolan? Obviously, I mean, lots of history going to be there. Willie Mays is supposed to be there. I mean, obviously, MLB will put on the pomp and circumstance, and they should. I think the field was built in, 1920 and all the renovations. But overall, what are you excited about that as a Cardinals fan?
I mean, I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to sit here and say it's Field of Dreams level excitement, because obviously Field of Dreams, I mean, every kid growing up knows Field of Dreams, right? So, I mean, that one to me, obviously, that's a more historic field. The St. Louis-San Francisco rivalry, I don't fully understand it. There's the International Series going on right now, obviously, well, this upcoming weekend with the Philadelphia Phillies-New York Mets. That's a rivalry. Boston Red Sox-New York Yankees, that's a rivalry. St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs, that's a rivalry. Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, that would have been the game that I would have put there. That's a rivalry, right? Even Oakland Athletics, San Francisco Giants, that's a rivalry. To me, St. Louis, San Francisco, I don't know, it's not a rivalry. So I'm not as excited. It's another day at the park. But either way, no, I think the experience will be very cool for all these players, and I hope that they enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, great by Major League Baseball. You got to keep sharing the history of mine and then you know, anybody and everybody about the history of it and stuff like that. In this situation, you're talking about Willie Mays and a bunch of other high-end Negro League players that played in that field. The history of it means a lot to them. Great for Birmingham, Alabama. I mean, field's been around since 1920. Good for you guys, man. Go get it. I mean, good for them. I hope anybody in that area can go and watch it, go and experience it, and go live it up. So, Dirtbags, thanks for sending your curtain call questions. We'll be right back here with Nolan's final answer.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thoughts.
Yeah, so here's a feel-good story for the week, right? Jamie Westbrook, second baseman, gets called up by the Boston Red Sox, gets his first major league hit after 11 years and 1,159 games played in the minors. Talk about just grinding it out, man. Keeping the dream alive. Obviously, guy wanted to make it to the major leagues. Gets that first hit. Man, that's a special feeling for that guy. That is a special, special feeling, one that he will never forget. Like, you talk about 11 years of grinding on buses and sleeping in motels and all that stuff, right? Like, that's not a comfortable life. He could have very easily packed it in. Dude's got one hit in the major leagues. That ball's going up on the mantle, man. That's a story you can tell everybody for all time. Good for you, Jamie Westbrook.
Yeah, no question about it. That's what it's all about, right? A great final thought. Because as you know, Dirtbags, that's where we always wrap things up with. It's one, thanking you for being a part of the nation, part of the show. Please continue to share it, spread it. Send in your curtain call questions. Send in your thoughts, your opinions, whatever it is. Set on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Training questions, reach out anytime. That's what we live to do. That's what we love to do. It doesn't matter whether I'm over here in Europe doing it, back home in Canada, Nolan's in Canada all the time, wherever it is, whatever it is, reach out to us. Let's talk. Let's communicate. That's how we can share the game, pass the game on, and just hopefully help out in your journey, whether you're a parent looking to guidance with a young player on pitching or hitting or whatever it is, a college parent looking for help with the college recruiting process. It doesn't matter. You're a player looking for advice, just for, you know what, anything and everything. A coach looking to, you know what, how do I build a culture? How do I help a pitcher? How do I help navigate this? How do I How do I help coach my coaches even? Whatever it is, that's what it's all about. It's about being a dirtbag, rolling your sleeves up, getting after it, getting dirty on the field, off the field, wherever you are. It does not matter. We're here for you. That's what we love to do, and we know you're here for us. So that's why we're so passionate about it, like we've said over and over and over again. And we will continue to be. As long as you are here, we will try to be here in every way possible. Unfortunately, it is that time, though, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.